Hello, good evening. It's Henry Suzaga, and I'm your host on Radio Biafra podcast. Today, we'll continue from where we stopped on our last week's episode and the Government of the Lamb, the Biafra Development Plan, and the Church of Biafra as part of that plan. Our gifts and callings are an important aspect of our ministry here on earth. That was God's plan from the onset. The enemy had beaten us into submission by heightening whatever it took to distract us from this important part of our life. Without our purpose in Christ, we are nothing. It will be the duty of the Biafra Welfare Board working with the Church of Biafra to enable us to discover and rediscover our spiritual gifts and callings. It is the intelligent welding of our different purposes and the resulting destinies in Christ that will produce a fully developed society and nation under God, the New Jerusalem. The duty of the BWB of Biafra Welfare Board is reorientation chiefly. The needs of congregating members are listed along with their names and given attention as the Lord specifies, as mentioned earlier. The society we're breaking away from had an upper, middle, and lower class. Even if this wasn't the case at last, it is still the ideal setting in developed societies around the world. Our upper class comprises of people who have been able to solve their financial problems. For them, most times, what is left to become the perfect man are other needs. Some of them have reached the goals or objectives that they set earlier on in life, not being able to find space to express themselves further given the situation or climate that existed around them before now, lost track of time or where they were going. They got confused, distracted, or sidetracked. The problems that beset this group might be fallouts or results of the struggle for survival in the midst of handicaps created by the failed Nigerian state. An example is the impoverishment of an Igbo man by another Onyibo unknowingly for the interest of the Nigerian state. For the unwilling ally of the Nigerian state, or antagonist in this case, winning would include reconciling themselves with God and those they had unknowingly hurt. They could in fact serve as guideposts or teachers to those in the lower strata of society but have not even seen that as an opportunity for many reasons, part of which is the intense struggle for survival that exists within the Nigerian system we are pulling away from. The idea that sets up this struggle is that opportunities come hard, and if you don't keep taking and piling, then chances are that the disorganization within the system might make you its victim at last. These needs are to be addressed by the different parts of a praying church, working seamlessly in harmony, one with the other. For the middle class, the journey towards the full stature in Christ is almost accomplished, but not quite. You might say that this class is on its way to the upper strata of society and needs the tools and the wherewithal to get there. Finance, bonds of love, friendships, interconnectivity, etc. These are all necessary to lift them into the next stage of our spiritual development. All right, brethren, is there much we can take for this episode? Once again, this is Henry Suzaga on Radio Biafra podcast signing off. And until the next episode coming up next Saturday, it's Shalom.